There's been a lot of debate over the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which is President Trump's legislation that funds many sought-after Republican priorities. The controversial bill also removes a cap on the amount of money Louisiana receives in offshore oil and gas revenue.
We're producing this much revenue for the federal government. Why should we be capped when our economic activity is so much higher than that limitation?
Neil McMillan, Director of Federal Affairs of the Louisiana Department of Energy and Natural Resources, says the removal of the cap means an additional $50 million a year that will go towards coastal restoration. Legendary musician Paul McCartney is returning to New Orleans as his Got Back tour will make a stop at the Smoothie King Center on October 29th. NOLA.com entertainment reporter Keith Sparrow says McCartney is 83 years old, but he is still an elite performer, and he put in a hard day's night at his last New Orleans performance in 2019.
He spent 2 hours and 45 minutes on stage. They did 38 songs, which is incredible for any performer.
The pre-sale for tickets will begin next Tuesday, and tickets for the general public will be available a week from today. Proposed new sports and entertainment arena for LSU is in jeopardy after the CEO of a firm that was the sole finalist to develop the project was indicted for allegedly rigging the bid process for a similar facility built at the University of Texas. LSU says it's weighing how the criminal charges could affect the Baton Rouge project. I'm Jeff Palermo on TIX FM.